In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you ever have any doubts? It could be about the news. It could be about what you read online. Or it even could be about faith. Do you ever think, I wonder what's really being said? Now, I'm sure you remember Donald Rumsfeld. And I know this next bit is a little bit confusing, but these are the actual words that he said. He said, there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. These are the things we don't know we don't know. Or in other words, we know stuff, we know we don't know stuff, and we don't know what we don't know. But as Orwell would say in 1984, we're always conscious of doublespeak, where we doubt the motivation behind what was being said, or indeed the whole message itself. The archetypal example of this are the selling details for houses, which I'm sure many of us have come across over the years. And for example, there are things like scope for improvement, which means falling apart. Or decorated in a modern style, means the colour scheme is horrific. And if you see the word interesting, it just means weird. So it would appear that we're used to doubting what we're being told. We all like to put the checks and balances in place. So to be honest, I've got a lot of sympathy for Thomas. And as we know, his name is synonymous with doubting. Why would he be any different to us when he's being told something that seems unbelievable? I think it's unfair on him. After all, he's questioning, not doubting. He wants evidence. He wants proof. Because what he's just heard seems too good to be true. And if we all feel the need to check the validity of things on a daily basis, why not him as well? Let's remember what happened earlier in the day on which this story takes place, because this takes place in the evening of Easter day. For the disciples, the message, "He is not here, he is risen," is too difficult to comprehend. And if we struggle with it, if we doubt what's just happened, so did they. They're all afraid. The doors are locked. In fact, they're in their own little lockdown long before it became part of our everyday lives. They're probably wondering when the authorities will come for them. In fact, they're doubting. Thomas should be called the brave one, as he's the one that's actually dared to go out, I have to hasten, clearly to get essential items. Or as Pope Francis said, who among us has not experienced insecurity, loss, and even doubts on their journey of faith? We've all experienced this. Me too. Which is an interesting thing for a pope to say. So to calm the scared disciples, Jesus miraculously stands among them. Well, that probably didn't calm the nerves at first either. But Jesus and beings like angels have a habit of doing that. And it shows they must have a sense of humour when they tell people not to be afraid. And as Thomas wasn't there at the time, reasonably, he doubts. He questions. He says what he needs to know. probably just the same as we would do. And let's face it, with the time that many people have at the moment for reflection, it's easy to fall into the trap of going, I've prayed, but I can't see what's happening, God. You are listening, aren't you? It's easy to see how any one of us can fall into doubt. Yet I see the light shining very brightly out of many lives now, as they altruistically go about their daily lives. In that, I see the Spirit at work, and I'm sure you do as well. You see, Christ never failed to distinguish between doubt and unbelief, and the distinction is so important. Doubt is can't believe. Unbelief is won't believe. Doubt is honesty. Unbelief is obstinacy. Doubt is looking for light. Unbelief is content with darkness. So Thomas questioning in the search for truth is no bad thing, and for us it's the same. If we think we have all the answers, it's not God. It's too small. Or as Thomas Carlyle put it, a person's religion consists not of the many things they are in doubt of and try to believe, but of the few they are assured of and have no need of effort for believing. And that's the death and resurrection of Jesus to give us eternal life. When the New Testament talks about doubt, whether you're talking about the Gospels or the Epistles, it primarily focuses on believers. And that's very important. It's as if you have to believe something before you can doubt it. You have to be committed to it before you begin to question it. So doubt is held up as the unique problem of the believer, which seems counterintuitive. Now, during lockdown, there was a little girl who was happily drawing away with great gusto and great detail. Her mother was intrigued, and maybe a little relieved because she had been at it for hours. But she wanted to know what was so enthralling about the subject. So she asked her daughter, "What are you drawing?" The reply came, "God." Her mother chuckled and said, "No one knows what God looks like." "Exactly," said the little girl. "But they will when I finish this picture." William Barclay said, "If a person fights their way through their doubts to the conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord, they have attained to a certainty that the person who unthinkingly accepts things can never reach." Thomas found his proof and believed in the resurrected Christ. The proof many others seek will be through the difference the proof makes in our lives and how we respond at this time of crisis. The light is shining brightly all around. Jesus invites us to join in. So may we all be blessed in our comings and goings and conversations this week. May the Spirit rest gently on each of our hearts. May we see with the eyes of Christ and trust in the Father to lead us and all our loved ones safely. Amen.
Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my life. Be Thou my wisdom and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, my dignity, Thou my delight, Thou my soul shelter, and Thou my high tower. Raise Thou me heavenward, O power of my power. King of heaven, my treasure Thou art.